this year.
Pioneer field agronomist Sarah Lovis says farmers in her territory are making good harvest progress.
It's surprising because the Ada area got more rain like in the last time, and so the sugar beet harvest kind of got a little delayed. I'm hoping they kind of get a lot of the beets wrapped up over there now. And so after that, then the guys that have beets have some corn. So I'd say, you know, like the corn is probably 90-95% done, but the guys that have corn left, they probably have, you know, it's either a beet guy that's got a couple quarters that they're not super serious into corn, or it's a really big farm and they've got like thousands of acres left. So, it, you know, because they're just wrapping up their corn harvest. So that's kind of where we're at.
And Lovis says farmers are satisfied with yields given this year's growing conditions.
They're widely variable. I'd say anywhere from, you know, 80 bushel up to 220 bushel across my territory. And keep in mind, I cover from Clay County up through, like, even Clearwater County, and then over Grand Forks County and then Trail County, if that kind of helps you. And Norman is obviously in my territory, too. So that kind of is that, I'd say, 80 up to 220. But I'm starting to hear, I'd say in the last week, 10 days, maybe a little bit more volume of yields around that 140 mark. And so I've been really happy with that.
And that's Harvest Hotline.